In this episode of the Learn It All podcast, I'm going to share with you 10 mistakes that terrible leaders do and share with you what you can do differently. So welcome to this episode of the Learn It All podcast. I'm your host, Damon Lemby, and the CEO of Learn It, a live learning platform that has upskilled over 2 million people over the past three decades. I've been fortunate to play for 3 Hall of Fame baseball coaches. I've learned so much from them about my leadership style. Plus, I had a wonderful father who was my idol, and I learned so much from him as well. And on the flip side of that, I've had some terrible baseball coaches, and I've also seen some pretty terrible leaders. And the funny thing about that is that you could learn as much, if not more, from the terrible leaders, the bad bosses, I like to say, as you can from some of the great leaders that I hope all of you have had the opportunity to experience. All right, so as we jump into these 10 mistakes that leaders make, I want you to think about this from two perspectives. One, are you working for a leader who's behaving like this? And if you are, is there anything you can do to address it, or if maybe you should look at leaving and, you know, finding a place where you can find a great leader? But also, and this is super important, as we go through these 10, I want you to really be honest with yourself. Are these mistakes that you're making? And if they are, what can you do to correct them? All right, let's move on to go to number one. So number one mistake bad bosses do is they take credit when the credit should go to their team members. I'm a big believer that as a leader, it's your responsibility to give the credit to your team. And if something doesn't go right, then you need to have their backs and put yourself out there and say, this is on me. Let me give an example. When I was playing baseball, I had this one coach, and when things would go well, he would always be out there in front saying, it's all because of me. An ego thing, right? It's like, it was a pitching decision she made. It was a lineup he put out there. But the second things didn't go well, he pushed the blame on everyone else. And how do you think that made everybody on the team feel? Miserable, right? And if something goes well, give the recognition to your team members. Give them the wins. And if things don't go well, if something fails as a leader, you got to have your team members back. You need to sit up there and say, hey, you know what? As a leader, this is on me. And when you do that, you build trust, and people want to work for people like that. They don't want somebody who steals all the credit and has all the ego. So that's a big one. So number two mistake that leaders make is they create a yes environment where everything has to be in agreement with what they say. It's either their way or the highway. And what happens when you do this is people will stop coming with ideas. They'll say, I have to agree with this leader because if I don't, you know, I could potentially lose my job. And it's just a miserable culture. And I've seen this in organizations with thousands of employees where at the very top, it was the leader, it was their way or the highway. About 6 months ago, I sat down with somebody that I've given career advice to over the years. And she told me, she said, you know, I ended up leaving my company. And I was shocked because she was a top producer in sales. And I said, well, why would you leave? And she said, well, I got a new boss, a new leader. And it was somebody that it was either their way or the highway. And I just wasn't happy. And I was too afraid to speak to him because if I did, I thought maybe I'd lose my job. So instead, I went out and found a new job. And on my exit interview, the HR manager said, well, why wouldn't you come to us and talk about it? She said it was because if I talked about it, I was afraid I'd lose my job. The learning lesson there is as a leader, you need to be self-aware enough to think about, are you creating an environment where people feel safe to share what their feelings are? And are you open to other ideas outside of just your own? Number three, mistake that bad bosses make is they get defensive. They're not open to constructive feedback. They even will jump down your throat if you're doing it. So if you have a boss like that, or you're somebody who you find that when people give you feedback and you get defensive, maybe to take a step back and think about, how can I look at this feedback that I'm given and make it a positive? You know, what can I learn from this instead of immediately going on attack? Number four, and this is a mistake that I see bad bosses make all the time, and this is terrible, is they criticize in public, okay? You know, it's very important to have difficult conversations. It's also very important to give constructive feedback. But as a leader, please don't do it in public. If there's a bunch of people around, or even if there's a couple of people around, that's not the opportune time to have a conversation with somebody. Think about how you would feel if somebody's criticizing you in front of your group of your coworkers. The best thing you can do is keep your emotions intact and then find a time to pull them aside in private and share with them your feedback and what they can do differently or they can do better. So it's really important to keep in mind that great leaders will give constructive feedback in private and praise in public. Number five is overpromising and underproducing. I think we've all been in situations where somebody talks a big game and they promise you the world and they just don't deliver. Bad bosses, when you do this, you erode the credibility and the trust you have with people. So here's a tip that I think you should remember. If you're making a promise to somebody or to your team, think about making sure that you have enough time to deliver. And if you don't, add in a buffer. So the best thing you can do, let's say you have a project that's coming up and you say you're going to get it done in 2 weeks. Well, communicate to your team that you'll have it done in 3 weeks. And if you finish beforehand, then you're exceeding expectations. A lot of times people make this mistake, not necessarily because they're trying to be bad or negative. They just get overexcited and they don't really think through the situation. So when it comes to overpromising and underproducing, take really seriously the words that you're telling people, because as a leader, people are looking to you and they want to see somebody who's consistent that they can believe and trust. Number six, gossiping. I've seen this far too often that even leaders will sit down and they'll start sharing gossip both about their organization and about the other members on their team. That's another way to erode trust. Think about what you're saying to your team and who you're sharing information with. There's been situations where you're talking about your organization and you think maybe you're buddying up with somebody on your team, but you're really not. You know, it's your responsibility as a leader. You work for this organization. You got to have your organization's back, and you also have to have your employees' back. Number seven is being inconsistent. Let me give you a great example. I've seen time and time again, people that I've worked with, they'll say that their frustration with their boss is they constantly cancel and move meetings on them. They'll say that you schedule bi-weekly one-on-one meetings and you get a Slack message from your boss saying, hey, something else came up. I need to reschedule our meeting. Think about that for a second, especially if you're a busy leader who happens to do this to your team members. What are you telling them? You're telling them that they don't matter, that there's other priorities out there that are more important to them. That is not going to go a long way with your team. I highly recommend that when you have things scheduled with your team, you need to be consistent and live up to your expectations. Number eight is be present. Think about a time that you've been on a call, on a Zoom call, let's say with somebody, and you're having a conversation with them, and you could blatantly see that they're looking at their phone or they're sending emails. What it shows to them, again, just like being inconsistent, is that you're not important enough for them. So whether you're having a conversation with your whole team or with your individuals, make them lock in and make them feel like they're the most important person in the room. You know, give them the undivided attention. That, again, will go a long way. And you want to take it to another level, not just about what's going on at work. Ask what's going on with their family. How are their kids? Be present and be curious and really care. That's a huge opportunity for you to build a relationship with your team members. Number nine, another mistake bad bosses make is that they surround themselves with people and they don't give them the opportunity to do the work. They do all the work themselves, or they don't give you an opportunity to grow and advance in your career. As a leader, it's your responsibility to give people the opportunity. Otherwise, why hire great talent if you're just going to put them in a box and not give them the opportunity to grow? And number 10, last but definitely not least, is bad bosses have a tendency to keep toxic, high-performing employees regardless of what it does to the culture. Now, let me share an example as we wrap up here. I've got this one person that I mentor, and they're a mid-level sales leader. And somebody in their organization came to them and said, you know, one of our top producers on our team cheated on this contest. And I'm not talking about cheating about $100, $200. I'm talking about thousands of dollars. Cheating at any level shouldn't be tolerated. So this individual I worked with, I coached them on how do they go up to their boss and see how this should be addressed. And when they went to their boss and they talked to them, they said, well, you know what? Unfortunately, we can't do anything about it, because we need to hit our numbers and this is one of our top performers. Well, think about what that does. In the short term, sure, maybe that's great to hit your numbers, but in the long term, it erodes the culture. Again, it ruins the culture and it sets a terrible example for everybody else. What it shows everybody else on your team is this person can get away with doing things that lack integrity. Why can't they? And before you know it, you're going to destroy your culture and you'll lose great people who want to work for a company that has integrity. Those are 10 common mistakes I see bad bosses make. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to reflect back, especially if you're a leader, and think to yourself, am I making any of these mistakes? And if I am, what can I do to improve? Or if there's other mistakes that you see bad bosses make, please shoot me a message on LinkedIn at Damon Lemby and share with me what those are. And also give me some ideas on what you can do to become a better boss as well. So until next time, stay curious and keep learning. Have a great day.